24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
You're listening to Results Over BS.
BBS.
You're about to find the secrets to leverage the internet to automate your lead generation and attract high-paying clients without the confusion or overwhelm, so you can finally have a business that provides you the lifestyle of freedom and impact you've always wanted. Marquell Russell is a secret weapon for coaches, consultants, and service providers who want to attract high-paying clients and grow their businesses rapidly. He's known for delivering the highest return on investments to his coaching clients,
upwards of 1,110.76%.
And now, here's Marquell.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Marquell Russell here, and welcome to this brand new episode of the Results Over BS show. So today, we're going to do this episode a little bit different. So in this episode, we're going to talk about why we killed our wildly successful done-for-you marketing agency, okay? It may sound crazy. I mean, we had scaled that thing up pretty significantly. I don't really want to get into numbers and things of that nature for a lot of different reasons. That's for a whole other story. But it grew pretty fast, and we got it to a significant level. But we decided to take the thing behind in the backyard and kill it, right? And we're going to get into it. So in the cockpit with me today, I got my right-hand man, my guy, and also the head of client success, my guy, Andre Gaskin. What's good, bro?
Well, good, man. Thank you for having me, bro. I appreciate it.
So basically what we're going to do is we're going to just kind of get into this thing. And the reason Dre is on, because I'm going to share a few reasons why we killed it. Dre kind of, share a few reasons why we killed it. We kind of expound on it. I think it'd be very helpful. Number one, for individuals, if you do done-for-you services or whatever the case might be, and you want to scale your business, it's going to be hugely helpful for you. And it's going to be hugely helpful for individuals who are considering working with us, so you can kind of see how we operate, how we think, and if we're even a good fit to work together, right? So let's get into it. So the number one reason that we killed a wildly successful done-for-you marketing agency, and here's the cool thing. I mean, here's the crazy thing, actually. People, done-for-you is like one of the easiest things to sell, right? That's the bottom line. But it can be extremely profitable. But here's the thing for us. Number one is that our motto and our mission is to empower entrepreneurs. And what we found is that if we're doing it, marketing is the number one most important part of your business, period, hands down. If you're not getting customers, you're not getting clients, you don't have a business. So that's number one. And if we're doing the marketing for you, we're not empowering you. We're not empowering the business owner, because you don't really know what's going on. So if we decide to go away, good thing when we killed the company, we didn't just, all the clients we had, we didn't just disappear on them. We offboarded them the right way. So now they were equipped to continue to run the business. But if we decided to just go away, they would have been screwed, because they wouldn't know what to do with their ads. They wouldn't know how to maintain their funnels, and now their client attraction just, goes away. So what we found is that if we really want to empower entrepreneurs, the best way for us to do it is to help them do a knowledge transfer and help them instill the skills into their company. So whether we're teaching the business owner how to do the marketing and things of that nature, or we're helping the business owner, add somebody internally to run their ads for the company and handle their marketing. Because if you're outsourcing your marketing, it honestly is one of the biggest mistakes you can make, because you're completely out of control. You don't have any control over the most important part of your business, which again is a huge mistake. So that's one thing we killed it, because we're like, okay, yeah, we can make more money. Yeah, we can, do multiple millions of dollars with this thing. However, the way we operate is like, what's in the best interest of the client? And we was like, if we're doing it for them and we're disempowering the client by selling them fish versus teaching them the fish, we're doing them a huge disservice. So that's the number one reason we decided to kill our rapidly growing, wildly successful done-for-you marketing agency. Anything you want to add to that, bro?
No, you're good.
Okay, perfect. So that's number one. Number two, what happened was we started to attract. Let me preface this. What we looked at all of our clients. Like, we've helped individuals create well over $20 million in revenue so far, our clients. And what we found is that our most successful clients, when we looked at the data, our most successful clients were individuals where we did it with them. versus doing it for them. So we acted more from a consulting and coaching standpoint and helped the business install these specific systems, these marketing systems, the ad system, and we was kind of partner with them and helping them do it and showing them what to do. Now they can actually go out and build a company. We looked at that, and they can hire internally. And we looked at that. It was like our most successful clients were the ones that we actually consulted with, coached with, and helped them install these systems into their business versus doing it for them. Because what happened was, but many of the individuals who came on and they wanted us to do it for them, they literally wanted us to do it for them, right? They want us to do everything for them. They literally want us to build an entire business for them. They didn't want to do anything. Like one of our rapid business growth strategists literally just texted me a little while ago and was like, hey, this guy, you know, he wants us to do this for him. He wants us to do everything for him. He doesn't want to do any work. Like, how can you be a business owner and you don't want to do any work? Like, that's the craziest thing ever. Just to even say that, because if you don't want to do any work, I mean, who's going to serve? Most people is that the kind of effort you put into service your clients as well? So it's like, we don't really even want to deal with that energy because, let me say this also. What made it even worse is not only they want us to do everything for them, which we were doing the majority of the stuff for them, but with some clients, it became like pulling teeth to get the stuff from them to actually do for them. So we was like, hey, we can do this for you, but we require this, this, and this. It took us multiple months for many clients, and this ain't no shade to nobody. So if you're watching this and you're one of these people, it is what it is. We still love you. But I'm just saying why we decided to kill this thing, because now we're running behind these business owners, you know, trying to get the material for them from them so we can actually serve them and deliver on what we said was going to deliver, right? Pretty crazy, I know. Number three, also, as a business owner, if you hire a done-for-you marketing agency, if they're any good, it's going to start anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 to $10,000. And as you scale your ad campaigns, your retainer is going to increase. So you're going to pay $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month. As you scale your ads, your retainer increases. So now you're paying an agency, which would have been us, for example, $5,000 to $10,000 a month to manage your ads. Not only are we managing your ads, but we're managing many other clients' ads. So we're not able to put the necessary focus into your ads like it should be, right? Because ads require focus. And the biggest win for the business owner is like, what if you could take them through the process? Somebody on your team understands this whole process in terms of running ads, in terms of the marketing, and that's somebody internally who's dedicated specifically to running your marketing and running your ads, and they understood our process, and then you paid them probably maybe half or a fraction of what you would pay an agency. Because the reality is, I mean, you can, once they learn our process, and now what we do with our clients now is we teach them our entire methodology. We show them the process step by step by step. Now either they can continue to run it or they can hire somebody internally to run it for them. I mean, and then once you got the formula, I mean, you can even hire a VA to run it, because the formula just works over and over and over again. And now we just act as the consultant and the coach, like partner with you to look at the numbers, look at the data, say, do this, do this, do this. Now you go do the action step. Then we come back together. We review the data and we say, okay, do this, do this, do this. Now we're in a partnership versus it seems like we're working for you or we're running behind you trying to get this type of stuff. But it's like everybody equally has skin in the game. Not just the money, because some people think they can just throw money at the problem and then it goes away. But in reality, you got to roll up your sleeves and like put some physical sweat equity into this thing as well. And again, if you're a busy business owner and you want to learn this stuff, totally get it. However, it's important for you to have a basic understanding from it, because even if you are going to hire it out, it's important for you to have a basic understanding of it. So now you know what these people are supposed to deliver to you. And then the best way to do it is have a basic understanding. And then you have somebody internally running your marketing. Does that make sense? So it's kind of like you outsourcing your sales, which is another thing you really don't want to do. Your marketing and your sales are things that you want to have internally, especially if you want to grow a company at scale. So those are like three things I think I just hit on. Dre, what you want to add to this, bro?
No, this is great. This is absolutely outstanding. So I like to have like big points, you know what I'm saying? So in my opinion, I think what it boils down to as far as, so my question tell you, you know, why we made the decision, some of the thought processes behind why we made the decision. What I want to share is like the core of why we made those decisions, what led us to those decisions. So in our business, we always talk about the North Star. What is the thing that's guiding us? What is the thing that we're ultimately trying to get to and working towards getting to every single day? And then what effort do we have to put into that in order to achieve what it is we want to achieve, not only for ourselves, not only for the business, but also for our clients, right? And that all that boils down to for Client Attraction University is client success. We're all about client success. We don't win unless the clients win, right? So one of those things is values. We were true to ourselves, right? So we thought about, okay, one day we had a conversation and we were like, okay, let's look over everything. Let's look at exactly what's going on and how we feel about the process in general, right? And we looked at, okay, these are our clients that are doing done with you and these are our clients doing done for you. And where is most of the, we don't want to call it stress, anxiety, because we don't even speak that on ourselves. But when it comes to the hangups that we were having, when it came to, you know, serving certain clients on the done for you side, the biggest thing was having to follow behind, to Marquell's point, having to follow behind certain clients in order to get certain things. When we have to take our time to follow behind certain clients, we're taking away from the other clients. We're taking away from the clients that are getting us things on time. We're taking away from the clients that are in our Done With You program, which is what we focus on primarily now. We were taking away the amount of service that we can give to them because we're constantly having to follow behind certain clients. So sometimes you gotta kind of, what do they say, cut the nose to spite the face, right? So we had to cut off what was really keeping us from our ultimate goal and our ultimate value, which is make the customer first, make the client first, and make sure that those client outcomes that we have and that we promised them, we're able to provide them, right? So number one, that was that's the value piece, being true to your values, true to yourself, true to what your company stands for. Number two is one thing we always say in our business is, bring the data. Is probably one of our mottos, other than wealth creation is a team sport. I think one of our other mottos in our business is bring the data, not the drama, right? Yes. So when we made this decision, it wasn't an emotional decision. It wasn't, okay, this is how we're feeling about having to follow up behind these clients. This is how we're feeling about, you know, XYZ. It was looking at the numbers. So we had a conversation and looked at the numbers and we said, okay, when it comes to our values and helping people get towards their success, helping clients achieve success at a rapid rate, right? Who are the people that are achieving the most success? Who are the people that are getting the most wins in our company by leveraging our services? Well, it was the done with you clients. By a landslide, it was the done with you clients. But I want to like approach it from two different directions. Number one, our side, the business side, is done with you clients is more in our, it was in our wheelhouse, if that makes sense. Like it was in our wheelhouse because we went through done with you type situations where you have to invest in the coaching, you have to do the work, you have to apply the different strategies, you have to ask the questions, you got to show up on the calls, you have to constantly be plugged in. And when you're constantly and consistently plugged in, you will constantly and consistently see progress. So that was on our side. But on the other side, we thought about our ideal client is the person that has made a decision to transform their situation, both in their life and in their business. And they have a willingness to do the work. They have the willingness to do the work as long as the path and the help and the support is provided for them. So what we saw was when we do our part, which is provide the help, the support, and the blueprint, the done with you clients were more inclined to do their part, which is get all the pieces together, submit things for review, be plugged into the coaching calls, ask their questions, get additional help if they needed to. They were constantly in contact with us. And thus, because they made the decision and they were willing to do the work, they got the results they were looking for, right? Over time, they got the results they were looking for. So when we looked at those numbers, it wasn't about an emotional thing, how we felt about it. It was about what we see. This is the thing. If we focus 100% on these people that are decided and willing, right, we can get them the results. And in turn, if we get them the results and they can create testimonials, they can create breakthroughs in their business, and they can share those testimonies and breakthroughs in their business, in turn, since we help them, then they're going to help us by continuing to put us in front of people like them that we can help as well, right? So that's my two cents, man.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So that's what it is. Want to just kind of share that. Hopefully, if you're watching this, so two different type of people are watching this right now. Just if you're doing it done for you, hopefully you got some insight from this. If you consider, like, what exactly do we do? How can we help you? All that good stuff. That's what we're world class at. We're world class at the knowledge transfer standpoint, coming in, breaking down how we help our clients scale their business, attract clients on autopilot while working 50% less. We show you exactly how to do it. Not only do we show you how to do it, but we literally do it with you. Like, we do a lot of, like, one-on-one, we do group, we do events, like super hands-on, really guiding you through the process, taking you by the hand, or whoever on your team, walking through the process step by step. And we do that, like I said, in a few different capacities. Like, you get the one-on-one. We got a copy coach to help with the copy. We have our events that's super hands-on. We actually got one coming up here. And we got our group mastermind, you know, coaching and so forth as well. And we've been able to have more people come through our process and create success stories than anyone else that I know in the marketplace. And we're willing to go testimonial for testimonial to prove it. So, yeah. So, right. If you want our help, if you want to attract clients on autopilot, you want to scale your business while working 50% less, we're 100% open to, you know, having a conversation to see how we can assist you. We have a link around this, you know, page somewhere. And if you want to just kind of know how we help clients get 50 to 100 leads per day and, you know, convert those into high ticket clients, just go to paid@playbook.com. paid@playbook.com. You can get access to it for 100% free there. And if you like what you see, there's a ton of free stuff over there. But if you like what you see and you want to have a call to see how we can assist you in your business, you'll see how you can schedule a call. But until then, you got anything else you want to add, bro?
I actually do. I always do this to you, right?
That's how I want to come in.
I always do this to you, right? I'm like, man, he got that out of the way, and now I'm getting ready to go backwards. But like Nicole said, you're probably one of two types of people. One of those people may be an individual that already does done for you services, right? You saw the headline and you were interested, right? So one thing I want to tell you, maybe you're thinking about scaling your done for you service. Maybe you've gone through this video, you're watching this, and you're experiencing some of the same things that we experience, right? My only message to you is all money ain't good money. Right? Because allowing or giving ourselves permission, right, to kill that aspect of the company, that ad agency, right, that was huge in a way, because of course, when you say no to that particular service offering, you're also saying no to the funds that come with that, right? And some businesses operate from a place of lack, to where, okay, if I say no to this and I lose out on this money, then what will I do? Then I won't have the money for this. Then I won't have the money for that. Then I won't be able to grow my business. That's actually operating your business from a place of lack. So you're not serving yourself because you're trying to focus on getting money in and making revenue, but you're not fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? You're not fulfilled because you're kind of run ragged dealing with these clients that really don't want to work with you to help you help them, right? But your fear is, well, if I let go of that section of that service, then I'll also let go of that money. But guess what? All money is not good money. And it's definitely not good money if it's not serving you in your spirit, if it's not serving you in your time, if you feel like you're absolutely doing too much to try to get things out of people, it's not worth that money. You can most definitely turn it into something else, maybe a done with you type service. Now you can help people who are willing to learn, willing to implement, willing to do the work, willing to have the turnaround, and they have a vested interest in themselves, right? And that's why they invest in you. So the money that comes from a place of I'm ready to do the work, I'm ready to make this investment turn into an ROI, as opposed to I'm giving you this money so you can work for me, is a little bit different. So I just wanted to throw that in there. All money ain't good money.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And then some people, they're having a lot of fun with their agencies or whatever, or they want to
exactly.
go. And that's a business model you want to do. If that is a business model you want to do and you want to get more leads and you want to get more clients for, I mean, we can definitely obviously help you with that. And if you do become a client, I mean, I'll probably do like a, we're in partnership now. So people who do want to do done for you, we can just point them your way. You know what I'm saying? So that's something you're interested in, of course. There'll be a link around here. I've got some cool free stuff for you that's showing you our whole marketing methodology and how to attract a limited amount of clients. Go to paidatplaybook.com. So until the next episode, have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.